It is moments like this that just scream John Waters.
Mom, Dad, oh, Penny, my best friend. Finally, all of Baltimore knows I'm big, blonde, and beautiful.
That's a scene from the 1988 movie Hairspray about a teenager who became a star on an American Bandstand-like TV show and also a crusader for racial integration. It is vintage John Waters, the famously flamboyant movie director who was once deemed the Pope of Trash. For him, nothing is too raunchy or outrageous, which brings us to his latest venture. At 66 years old, he thought up a pitch for a book. It went like this. I, John Waters, will hitchhike alone from the front of my Baltimore house to my co-op apartment in San Francisco and see what happens. His publisher said yes, and the account of his adventure is in a new book called Carsick. First, Waters gives two fictional accounts of the trip. One goes well, one goes terribly wrong. Both feel like a Waters movie. Then he gives the account of what really happened. We went to meet Waters at his home in Baltimore. We thought maybe he'd hitchhike with us or something. And so we brought our own sign, begging for a ride on Interstate 70, which runs from Baltimore to Utah. I thought the sign was pretty good.
That is the worst hitchhiking sign I've ever seen in my life.
I appreciate
First of all,
that.
Like, who could read that from a distance? I mean, you need bold letters.
It was in black magic marker on cardboard, and it read, End of I-70 West, question mark?
And then you have a question mark. You never put a question mark. Hitchhiking is a question mark. Hitchhiking itself is, will you give me a ride?
Okay, so lesson one about hitchhiking, the sign. Well, we asked Waters if he would take us to the spot right near his home in Baltimore where his hitchhiking saga began.
I stood right under this tree, and then it started to rain. And I thought, I can't believe this. I'm two blocks from my house. And I mean pouring rain.
Yeah, but he didn't give up. Soaked, desperate, he finally got that first ride and he headed west. Lesson two in hitchhiking, you've got to take any ride you can get.
I would have gotten in with the Night Stalker, even if I escaped from jail and I heard it on the radio that morning. I would have gotten in his car.
Was it tough to get to know people? I mean,
no,
you're sitting there in a very intimate environment in a car.
It is intimate. It's their little stage. It's their little apartment. And they set the rules, but you have to listen to know what those rules are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always about talking. Nobody picks up a hitchhiker to sit in silence.
Lesson three, people love to talk, like the band from Brooklyn that picked him up on the way to a gig in Indiana, the couple on their way to vacation in Colorado, the young Republican town councilman from Maryland who picked Waters up in his mother's Corvette, gave him a ride to Ohio, went home, gave the Corvette back to mom, got in his Kia, and drove several days to give him another ride. John Waters, being John Waters, he wasn't opposed to meeting a man along the way. You were interested in that. I mean,
of course.
You were hoping maybe you'd get to know a trucker a little bit?
I didn't say a trucker. I said, in the road, I'm open to the idea. Everyone should be open to the idea of sex whenever they walk out of their house, I think. You don't have to ever do it, but it makes life way more interesting if you fantasize and look at people and imagine their sex life and everything. I think that's healthy.
Okay. Well, another lesson, you have got to be prepared for the possibility that you just won't get a ride. One day at a lonely rest stop in Kansas, he was having an especially hard time.
There was no one there. It was Kansas. The next town's like 300 miles away. So it got to be around 4 in the afternoon, and I don't want to hitchhike at night, and there's no motels. One car pulls in, they go in the bathroom, but I said, so I'm standing there waiting and waiting. It takes him forever. And then when he came out, he was so pissed to see me standing there. Excuse me. But I felt really like a pervert then.
What was the most desperate moment?
Susan can play it to you.
Your colleague, your assistant.
Because I left a message where I kept trying to call her.
That's right. Susan, his assistant, got this whiny voicemail from Waters one night. She saved it and she played it for us when we got back to Waters' house.
Please call me if I'm going to sleep.
What's he saying?
He said, why don't you call me? You're torturing me.
John Waters does always seem like he's performing. Even here in his spacious home overlooking a leafy neighborhood in Baltimore, you felt like Susan could be a character in a movie he's directing. But when we sat down with Waters in his living room, it was clear this trip and this book were more than theater. He seemed to be taking stock of his life and his career, and also learning something about the country.
You met some characters on this trip.
Yeah, they were characters, but not John Waters' characters.
So if these were people who wouldn't have been in a John Waters movie, I mean, was this kind of a grounding experience in a way? Or
an optimistic experience. It was, I didn't have to turn them into extreme characters to be interesting to me. The interesting to me was that they were, how matter of fact they were about being kind of great. It reaffirmed my belief in the goodness of people. So they treated me very nicely. That had nothing to do with any kind of fame or seeing me on a talk show or that kind of stuff. Now, some of the people, when they would ask me what I do, I would tell them, they didn't even believe me. But I didn't care. I mean, I want to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that did, then I'd give them what they want. I'd tell them anecdotes about movie stars and everything they wanted to hear. That's fair. It's my job. I got picked up hitchhiking. Your job is to talk.
You said
or
this.
Have sex. And that, one no one other. Asked.
So, and no one asked that.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have
I
had
try
your
to be optimistic.
Does this? You haven't made a movie in a little while.
Ten years.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because nobody would give me the money to do it. The reason everybody doesn't make the next movie. There's nothing new to say about it. I still have meetings about it. Maybe I will if I never make another movie. I'm fine. I'll write another book. I'll do another spoken tour. You know, I have many ways to tell stories that I like equally the same.
So has the moment passed for John Waters type movies or why?
No, I think all movies, Hollywood now sells bad taste. Well, I don't need to do it anymore.
Your style is everywhere.
Yeah, but they made it different. They make $100 billion. So, you know, it was different. I made exploitation films for art theaters. They make bad taste comedies for the masses. And they do it well. I'm not against it. Good for them.
John Waters, this has been a lot of fun. We really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was good. And are you going to hitchhike back to where you're staying?
We're in Washington. I think we can make it. But you've maybe kind of want to hitchhike.
The hitchhike to Washington would be, I bet, tough.
Really?
And if you do, please make a better sign.
Chicago's to the limit. That's what the sign on the highway he read. Hitchhike. Hitchhike.
And if you are brave enough to relive the adventure with John Waters, his new book is Carsick.